Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Rose and Shine podcast, featuring the Swedish sisters Josephine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen. Based in Stockholm and New York, we share experiences from our international lives and careers. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, and good morning from New Zealand.
And good evening from Stockholm.
Yay!
We're so happy to have you all here listening on this episode that I think perhaps we are the most excited about because we've been looking forward so much when creating it. It's slightly different than our normal episodes. It's a New Year 2019 special.
Yeah, so we really wanted to take this opportunity to sum up 2018 and then take this moment to, you know, go through 2019. What are our big goals? What are our dreams? What are the no-nos?
Yeah.
Where do we want to be by the end of 2019?
Yeah, so great episodes for all list lovers and planners and all of us who likes to reflect a little bit on life in general, really.
Exactly.
So as always, we have a pep sheet with most of our episodes that you can print out from our webpage, which is roosandshine.com. And there you have all the questions. So either you can just pause right now and go and print it out, or you can just sit back and listen and do whatever it is that you're doing. And then afterwards, go back and print it out and take a moment for yourself to really reflect on those questions.
Exactly.
So what we've done to prepare for this episode is really kind of filled it in on our own in our different parts of the world. You are currently visiting the New Zealand family.
Yeah, I'm sitting. Everyone is still sleeping here. So we're 12 hours different from each other. So I'm a day ahead of you.
And which has been really tricky for us, actually.
To try harder to fix than you would have thought.
Yeah.
to really get which day are we meeting on. But yeah, no, I'm sitting here in my sister-in-law's room and no one has been waking up yet, but I'm sure they will now when I'm chit-chatting along with you.
Yeah. So let's just get started, I'd say. And so on the first page, what we've done within the start out point is kind of really to spend a little bit of time reflecting on 2018, on the year that's been. And I think that kind of comes from a New Year's Eve tradition that we've always had within our family. So every New Year's Eve dinner, everyone around the table, children and adults, and we're all asked to share our favorite moment of the year.
Yeah, it's a really nice tradition, which always put our guests kind of, you know, in the hot seat, because we are all aware that this is going to happen. But I guess sometimes if they're new to the family, they're not,
yeah,
they're maybe not prepared that they're going to have to speak in front of everyone and share their memories. But it's really a nice thing to do. So could be recommended to bring in to your life. So yeah, so summing up the best of the year. But our first question is really, yeah, what are the summary and the reflections of 2018 with ups and downs, maybe?
Yeah.
Did you begin to answer that question?
Yeah. And it was, I mean, my goodness, I actually had to bring up the calendar. Mm-hmm. And my iPhone, it's good now that everything is on the phone, right? Because I have my calendar and my photos and everything. So I've been going through thinking, what did I actually do? And we started last year together, which we do every mm-hmm. second year. So that was quite a special New Year's Eve. And in a sense, it was a little bit extra special because just 2 days before, this I was reflecting on just now, we were in a car crash.
Yes, we really kind of ended 2017 with a bang survived into 2018.
Yeah, so basically we were at our country house and we had gone down, you and me and my teenage daughter Isabel, to do all the grocery shopping. We had, I think, 27 guests for New Year's Eve. So we've done mega shopping in Dad's big hunting car to fit everything in. And actually, that day it became kind of like this ice. Everything turned into ice. So it was just actually like driving on an ice skating ring. Mm. And we were driving back and the car was all full. And yeah, the car, yes, we lost track. I was driving. It was awful. And we went off the road and we tumbled around and ended up, you know, twisting the cars quite a few times and decorating the landscape with the champagne bottles and cheese doodles and everything.
Yeah, you couldn't have decorated it better if it was in the movie. There was like a little Christmas tree that had cheese doodles hanging all over it. Of course, it sounds funny now. Of course, it was scary then, but we could still see some of the humor in it, even at the time.
Quite fast, yeah. And actually, I mean, it's easy because no one got hurt, which was the main point.
Exactly.
Which I think was also the kind of thing that made the beauty of that New Year's Eve. Because first of all, when we said this to our friends, they were all assuming that we were going to cancel the party. But we said, no, just come down, but bring some more champagne because not all the bottles made it. And then we had such a brilliant party and everyone was kind of making beautiful speeches and being really happy to be alive and be together. So it was quite a memorable New Year's Eve, I would say.
It was.
That's how we started the year.
Yeah.
And then we had, I mean, this is when you see all the different things, and I've been traveling so much. I mean, you always travel, but I've also traveled a lot. And we went on, we celebrated our dad's 70th birthday. We went to the Maldives. And that's really where the idea of Roots and Shine was born.
Indeed. We were lying under the palm trees. And I was reflecting on my goals last year. And really, one of my key goals was to dig into the more creative side. So something that I'm not really allowed or able to do within my work so much. And just how can I explore this more? And we really started to plan this idea together. And it was really, really inspiring. And that's really inspiring now to actually look back and see what we have achieved this year with Roots and Shine.
I know. That's one of the beautiful things of really setting goals and doing these kinds of sessions, I would say.
Yeah, you get a time to see what you actually have achieved.
So did you have any specific reflections and things you were saying just now that kind of being proud of having achieved what you put there on your list? What else were you reflecting on?
Yes, I was very much reflecting on Roots and Shine. And we didn't really know. We had more other thoughts for it when we, I'm not going into it so much now, but when we started it, because it's still coming.
It's still coming, yeah.
But we created something much more, I think, than what we were kind of dreaming of when we thought about it in the beginning of 2018. So I'm very proud and very happy about that. Another thing, of course, that we've talked so much about now, the last episodes, but that was in my book and my kind of inspiration for 2018 was to do more yoga. And I did say that, you know, if I could do anything I wanted to do more yoga retreats and spend more time doing that. And I went beyond that as well in terms of actually becoming a yoga teacher. And then finally, I think the Colombia was not on my, it was not in my yearly goal list, but it has been a goal for 10 or so years, I think, to get to move to Colombia and to be working on that peace process there, which we now are.
So quite a year of achievements for you.
Yeah, in a sense, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, And then there are lots of things that I haven't achieved as well. So let's not kind of make it sound like...
Yeah, but those are big, important achievements. Yeah. I think that's great. But yeah.
These are good three good achievements. And what about you? I know you've been achieving loads as well.
Well, I was reflecting. Yeah, so I've also achieved everything there as well. Apart, I didn't move to Colombia. but it's been a good year. And I mean, in a year and a half ago, so in 2017, I made a conscious decision to kind of change my life a little bit, having had a very fixed position, very commercially driven and working very intensively. So I've changed my rhythm of work and do things differently. But I guess if I reflect back to 2018, I can just say to myself, I'm always going to be a busy person. So if I put space in that calendar, you know, then okay, all of a sudden I'm adding in author as I'm writing this book with my American colleagues. Ruse and Shine has gone from an idea into something really, really big and lovely. I've become a yoga teacher. I've traveled so much. I spent lots of lovely time with my family and with my daughters, which was like the original intention of changing my lifestyle a little bit right now. Mm. And that I kept, but I also filled in the blanks.
Yeah.
with other things, which was kind of nice. You know, a creative side of me got to shine again after having been more corporate. It's been really rewarding, I think, to try out new things.
Beautiful. And so the next question we have is the top three moments of 2018.
Yes.
Do you have one that you want to share or you want to go dig into all three?
Ah, well, I hope some of my top will be on your top list too. or maybe not.
Or it will be downgraded later, like, oh, maybe that wasn't the best moment.
No, but I have, you know, the trip to the Maldives. I have this vision of me lying under the palm, just relaxing and under the palm trees, you know, and seeing the family by the water and just relaxing and reading and enjoying, and then having all of the Ruses, you know, in the different bungalows all around us. And still, that was just beautiful. That was so nice and lovely, really.
Yeah, starting the year like that, it feels like a dream now.
Yeah.
But starting the year with, you know, a week in the Maldives, it was wonderful. But I have a specific moment from there that is on my top number one moment.
Oh, which, can I guess?
Yeah, you can.
Is it Dad's birthday party on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really lovely. So we had this little surprise party for Dad. Surprise, I don't know, but he turned 70.
Well, it
70.
Was a surprise.
We just organized this little barbecue, or the restaurant, the hotel helped us on the beach. And we had our own kind of private DJ who just was like slamming out hits. And it was just a family, and we're just dancing on the beach with the kids. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was really one of those pinching yourself moments.
Yeah.
When everybody was happy and everyone was together. And it was really lovely.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah. I have that on. That's my kind of top. I have also, I mean, really the fact of the entire Portugal, what an experience. And you and me going there together, sharing room for 3 weeks, like we were teenagers again, which we never were together, teenagers, because it's 10 years apart.
So we got to be teenager together.
Yeah. And we were just giggling away, you know, so the people around us were like, almost at one point, I think, worried about us because we were laughing so hard. They thought we were crying, which we kind of were. And that was also wonderful. And then I have another moment where my husband and I, on a whim, decided to go down because it was some combined with some kind of business trip, either him or I was going on. And we went to Holland, where we met, and we went to this little square where we went on our first date. And I think we had like 36 hours in The Hague, but they were just lovely, and the sun was out and it was just beautiful, and just the two of us sneaking away on this little getaway and being just super nice and super romantic. So that was like a really big highlight for me as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's so wonderful in Europe, actually. If you live in Europe, you can just pop on a flight and it can be quite cheap. And you could go somewhere for 36 hours and really enjoy it and really have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be suggestion for people looking for New Year's resolutions for 2019.
If you plan it well, it doesn't even have to be that expensive.
No.
I mean, originally it was really good value priced until Andreas had double booked himself and had another meeting. So he needed to change his flight. So actually, I went there 6 hours before him. So he had his meeting and then he went on the next flight. So I warmed up the table on the square and everything. But it's still really, really nice and lovely. Anything else you want to share on your top three moments?
No, our lists are a little bit similar.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be too repetitive.
So what about the next one, the key learnings? Mm.
Yeah, so that's a really nice one to reflect on. Like, what have you actually learned this year?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you feel like, oh, what happened? It went so quickly and you don't take the time to reflect. Well, I learned how to make a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it felt incredibly overwhelming at the start. I do remember going to the first kind of sneaked off. It was a 3-hour afternoon thing in New York and in a public library there. And you could go to this course 101, making a podcast. And oh my God, the number of different things that you had to think about beyond what you were actually going to talk about or what the podcast was going to be about.
Yeah.
It was quite overwhelming. But I remember speaking to you after the class and kind of taking pictures and sending to you and getting really inspired and terrified at the
same
time.
I felt almost like I was there, even though it was in New York and I was in Stockholm. I mean, yeah,
this is something you can, it's very tangible because we're sitting here and making the podcast. So
yeah,
I can say that we have learned more or less, more to learn for sure.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, if you remember, I did this, and we've spoken about that too in the previous episodes, but I did this 100-day learning challenge, which I took on in April until September. And that I can recommend everyone to do because that led to so many different kinds of learnings, including becoming a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
But also went on different courses. And if you start to look for new learnings and you start to read different books, etc., there's so many opportunities for free learning out there, which is really, really amazing.
Yeah.
But I reflected a little bit on that learning. And I was in one project this spring, which didn't turn out the way I wanted to. And I was super engaged on that and so excited. But then, you know, I wasn't required as much and needed as much as I would have thought in the beginning. And it's interesting because I came there all super engaged and it didn't fit there. That engagement actually, you know, I think because we talk a lot about that in leadership and how do you help people to get engaged. I think everyone has an yearning to be engaged into something. Mm. And if it doesn't fit into that project, it then goes into something else. Mm. And I think that's, you know, I feel so completely engaged in so many other things. For example, Rose and Shine and the yoga and everything. And it's kind of like sometimes a door closes on you that you didn't expect, but you still have all of that energy. Don't let it die. You spend it on something else and then maybe something more beautiful shows up in a way. And I think that was really a good lesson for me. I'm an engaged person and if it doesn't work out the way you think at some stage, you know, use that energy for something else and you might create something that is even better for you.
And that's really nice that you managed to divert that energy into other things as opposed to what one could do is to get a bit depressed and sad over that the thing that you've spent so much time and energy on did not really go the way that you maybe had thought or planned or hoped.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't immediately, like, it wasn't like the next day I was like, oh, right, wonderful. I think because that's the next point, the question we had, any low points in 2018. And I think I did have a couple of weeks there where I was really like thinking about, all right, so this didn't turn out what I was expecting and how shall I use this and everything. And I was really, that was a bit of a low point. I mean, not overly low point, but still. And then I remember clearly having breakfast with my friend Pranilla at a cafe in Stockholm where we used to go in high school and have coffee, and you went there all the time, Saturnus, you know? Mm-hmm. And we were kind of, that's when I set myself for the 100-day challenge. And then I was talking to you and we kind of really just started to pick up on Rose and Shine and everything. So sometimes those little low moments are also really good moments.
Yeah.
I mean, my other low moment was that I realized that I had to do a knee surgery again and that I will never be able to run as much as I love to run and would want to run. Mm. I mean, if I could choose, I'd run a half marathon every week, right? Which I can't. But that also helped me to discover yoga. So it's good with those low moments.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
What about you? Did you have any low moments last year?
No, no low points. 2018 was just perfect. Yeah. I kind of rephrased it into like challenging times, because low points feels like they're very specific, which they might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've certainly had frustrating times through this year. And you know, it's hard when you sit here and, you know, all of a sudden I become like 5 months more pregnant in 1 month.
Yeah. You made the yoga, you know, stick it out for a while, I think, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It was like repressing it. And now The baby is taking all the space that it ever wants to. No, so I think like during pregnancy, the first 12 weeks, there was certainly not my kind of emotional best.
Yeah. No, but I mean, who has that?
So that's tricky.
And then you had to have a morning meeting with me every day. I tried to be your pep coach.
Yeah, no, I think that helped. I think it was like half an hour of kind of mental health and then like half an hour of meeting.
Yeah.
So I think that's but it's hard to say that that's a low point, you know, when there's something so nice that is leading to, and you know, so. But it's still challenging. It's certainly been challenging. And I do think that the life that I lead takes a toll in terms of the moving and the always going to different places. And now just having moved to Colombia, which I'm super excited and happy about. But it's also a time where I think many people, you know, you try to nest maybe when you're pregnant, you try to kind of build your home. I'm a little bit all over the place.
I mean, can I just clarify for everyone listening? A little bit all over the place. This is just like, so early November, you packed everything from New York, you flew to Portugal, you did a 3-week yoga teacher training with your husband and son present, but still not with us. After those 3 weeks, you flew via New York, picking up your bags, moving to Colombia, spend 3 weeks there, kind of getting started at work, living at your friend's apartment, then packing again, flying via Argentina all the way to New Zealand, where you spent Christmas and New Year's, and now you're going to fly back to Colombia again. So I think, you know, that's pretty busy. And you're pregnant, and Steve has a bad back at the moment, and Rafael is in his terrible threes, you know, like it's... I think that's pretty challenging. You're such a brave, cool person doing all of that.
Well, you know? Thank you.
I applaud you.
Great. Well, that's nice to hear. Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out where this baby is going to be born and whether it's born in Colombia, whether it will like have to do military service in Colombia in 18 years
or not,
which, you know, hopefully the conflict is, you know, solved, but still I'm not sure I would want my...
Come home to Sweden service. For a while.
We'll talk about that, but that's it's leaning that way now.
So everyone who's listening and voting for Josephine to have her baby in Sweden, please let us know on Instagram because there's a little mafia going on here to
petition.
Vote for that. Okay, so then we had the next question is, what were your most or my most important accomplishments? And we've kind of spoken about that already, but we also added the question, how will I celebrate them?
Yeah. And I was pushing for that question, I was suggesting it, and you thought it was a great idea.
I was very reluctant.
Exactly. You're like, no celebrations here.
It's not my kind of thing.
But I didn't write anything down.
Didn't you?
For how I would celebrate.
Ah.
No.
But, you know, I was thinking about that. What was my accomplishments? And we've already discussed all the different things we've accomplished. But a way to celebrate, which I thought, I actually made this post on Instagram. On the day when I got, not certified yoga teacher, but the day, because I'm going to be a yoga teacher with the biggest gym chain in Sweden now called Sats.
Woohoo!
Yay! Yeah, and it was funny how all of that happened. You can also hear about that in the different episodes. Anyway, so I was doing this test. You do kind of like a test with their yoga guru, who is such an amazing person. And first of all, it was just so funny to do this because I kind of then held a private yoga session for him, right? And he's there and he's like super trained, like every part of his body is like perfect muscles. And I'm like, this is so surrealistic that I'm standing here now going to give him a yoga session.
Yeah.
But it starts off with this beautiful music that we got inspired by Lisa from True North Vinyasa, the Hawaiian song on Over the Rainbow, the remake. And he's like, stop the music when I started to play. And I was like, what? And like, I just started and I was thinking maybe that wasn't yogic enough, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, is this the song? And I'm like, yeah. It's like, that's one of my all-time favorites.
And it was like, you were like, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is good. Still a little bit weird, but it's really, really great. But anyway, so I did the session and immediately he said that, you know, and he said it in such a lovely way that I passed and that I got such a great boost out of it. You know, I really felt so nice and so excited to do it. He was like,
oh, that's so
wow,
nice.
This really means something to you, right? And then what I did was that was sort of a special moment. And then I shared that on Instagram and I put a little text down kind of reflecting on, you know, because a year from now, I had not put up yoga on my thing to do. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And then I got so many lovely comments from all my friends and they were really like, congratulations, and that's wonderful, and writing little text, you know, and I wasn't really expecting that. So that was a way of celebrating.
Yeah.
To let your friends in and getting out. So I really felt like celebrated before and that's so funny. I'm like, oh, am I really, I haven't really started, but yeah, it felt really, really good. So that was very nice too. So that's a recommendation for anyone thinking about how am I going to celebrate my accomplishments. Bring your good friends in on it, or your sister or your family and everything, because they might be more proud of you than you think.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice feeling.
Yeah, no, that's super. That's really good.
Yeah. So thank you for saying that. So now I think that's for 2018, and let's move forward a little bit to next year then. And what we did before we go in and dig into 2019, is just sort of lift our eyes a little bit and think about life in general. So there's a couple of questions on sort of the rest of my life. Here I come, and reflecting on our values, what gives us energy in life? What do we feel passionate about? What are my important roles? Is there anything missing in my life, etc.? So there's a couple of questions on that. And then that dreaming question that we said, so let's just dream a little while. Where do I want to be in 10, 25 and 50 years from now and everything? So those are kind of warm-up questions to set the direction where we want to go, really. Did you spend some time on them?
No, but but it's also a little bit about the science around goal setting and reflection,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the idea around values and kind of trying to determine what are the most important values for me. And that might sound really big if it's the first time you do it. But otherwise, you can always start doing it and you can always refine what these values are. But the idea is that if you write down those kind of key values for you, maybe it's 4, maybe it's 5, maybe it's more, maybe it's a little bit less, that can really help you when you're about to make big decisions.
Yeah.
So then you can go back to these values, because sometimes we can have a really hard time to make up our mind. Should we move to Colombia or should we stay? Should we do all of these different things?
Yeah.
And then if you look at your key values, you can say, oh, okay, well, this one actually fits in with my key value and that other option does not. And it will help you in the decision-making process.
For sure. And for those of you like myself who has a personal mission statement, and as you know, I'm a big fan and even working for Franklin Covey and 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Habit 2, Begin With End in Mind and everything. You look into that now, and I do that yearly. I do this around this time every year, and then every time in summer season, during summer holidays, I revisit and I'm kind of checking that I'm on track. So I did that. And what came out, you know, this afternoon, I was sitting in our conservatory on the couch and just writing and reflecting, and everyone was away and about doing different things. And for me, it's just really clearly that I really, you know, kind of a vision for me or core values, I really love helping others grow.
Mm.
And those others, that's leaders or teenage girls or women, you know, all of you listeners. And also, I was thinking, we just had our parents-in-law here, and I was doing a little session with my father-in-law, teaching him some yoga moves that he can use because he has a really stiff neck and, you know, getting less and less flexible. And that's such a rewarding feeling when you really feel that people go, ah, okay, I can do that, or feel empowered, and you trigger that somehow. And
yeah,
I just love that. That's so important for me.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful thing. And it's such a, it gives so much back to you when you give others.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. So maybe that's also, even if that's someone's key purpose, maybe everyone is not into training and learning in that sense, but they could still reflect on, we could also reflect on, how do you give, because of all of the science as well, in terms of how much happiness we actually get from giving to others.
And in a sense, that's our purpose with the podcast, right? That's what we want to do, you know, to help us and you, and to really give a bit of an inspirational boost once a week on different topics that are important to you. So when I looked at this and reflected on it, I felt that, yeah, this Rose and Shine thing, really, that's what it's for.
Absolutely. So these are the kind of big questions for not only for 2019, right? But for the future in general. And then we start to go in a little bit to 2019 more specific. What do we want to happen? What do we want to achieve in 2019?
Yeah. So then we have what we call some warm-up questions. And that's really depending, you know, leaving lots of open space for everyone to think about what are the most important things that we want to do. So use that, pick the questions that fits nicely for you, and reflect a little bit openly about the year to come. Josephine, what did you put?
I had kind of vague answers here is around purpose. I think it's a little bit what you said before, which is that you want to be engaged in something.
Mm-hmm.
You want to really have your energy put into a number of different things in order to feel like you are living with purpose, I think. And to me, that might also relate to feeling established in where I live, maybe because I've been moving around so much, like we just talked about. And that is also kind of planting your roots. And if you don't have roots so much, you maybe need it to be more established into family or into your work or into other things.
Yeah.
So I really want to kind of continue to dig deeper into that. What about you?
Yeah, I made a long list, and the first thing that it kind of always ends up on the first thing on my list is to enjoy motherhood.
Mm.
So my girls, they don't have that many years left at home. And I remember when I said, oh, I only have 10 years left with children at home. And then it was like 7. And now I'm thinking my eldest daughter, she might leave home in 2.5 years, depending on if she's going to college and everything. So I really want to sort of really get the best out of this time. And you know, this afternoon we were playing a board game and laughing and having a big fight and all of that, but it was so much fun. And still, you know, so I'm thinking that was one of the big things.
Mm. And yeah, that was on my list as well. And spending, like, Raphael is being so funny now, like 3 years old, it's just like, just says all of these, oh, this is delicious, for example, he's starting. And then like, oh no, I have an emergency, you know, so there's all of these funny things and just kind of enjoying that. And then, of course, for me, enjoying the new baby and all of what
I thought you were going to say giving birth.
Entail. Enjoying the birth process.
Yeah. Another thing that I it wasn't on top of my list, but I said keep a brilliant balance. And I think that's my way of being optimistic.
Keep a brilliant balance.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I love saying that because people are always complaining about their poor work-life balance. And I'm thinking, no, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice. And also when I look back, I was thinking, wow, what a fun, nice year I've had. Still, it's that going after with a machete almost, you know, all those things that don't give you energy that you kind of end up doing anyway.
Mm.
So I'm going to be...
What are you macheting out?
Yeah, those meetings that don't really give you any insights or add value, and you're running here and there, and just, you know, think about which clients you're working with. Work with the ones that really want your help, you know, and do that.
Yeah.
And everything. And don't go to certain parties and things because you have to, you know. Ask yourself, will it give me energy? You know, sometimes I think we do things. And I remember Andreas and I, we did this like 10 years ago. We said to ourselves, let's just, you know, spend time with people that gives us energy. And sometimes you stay with some people out of, I don't know, habit, but and challenge yourself and see what you do. So that's what I'm going to do too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then I was actually Googling or looking into a blog and seeing these like health trends for 2019.
Ah, yeah.
I'm always a bit inspired and energized by different kind of health trends.
You say with this, not such an inspiring voice.
I am so inspired by health. Yeah, no, I'm actually sitting here. It's kind of a restart again. You know, I'm sitting here with my lemon water and ginger tea and mint, trying to, you know, get into, not really to beach 2019 here, but, you know, and that is to, it's become so hip now, but to eat more plant-based.
Yeah.
So really, really for both for nature and for health. I think that's a big goal of 2019, because it's the right thing to do with our planet.
Yeah.
And because it's a good thing to do for yourself.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big goal for me as well.
And I mean, you certainly have to do that because all of your long haul flights.
Exactly.
So climate compensate with at least not eating so much meat. Yeah, because both my daughters are vegetarian, we already eat a lot more plant-based, and I agree, that's great. And I mean, I have lots of different things here, but Ruse and Shine is definitely on the list, and also to keep investing in my own learning. That's also sort of further develop as a yoga teacher and explore my idea on holistic leadership, where I want to combine leadership development with yoga and everything. So many exciting things, actually.
Yeah, so take a moment there and dig into what might be your inspiring, amazing things that you want to do for 2019. Or just kind of the relaxed small things as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't have to be the huge things.
No, we'll come back to that in a moment, because what we then did next was to give, you know, anyone a little bit of a better advice if we wanted to, is to bring down a couple of key topics like career, new learning, family, network, yourself, your support structure, giving back. So we've kind of put them up in to give a little bit of inspiration on different topics that you might want to reflect on. And for each topic, actually, if you're a new listener, you also have some recommendations of podcasts that you can go in and listen to again to get a bit more inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can set goal for goal. Did you look at any of them yet? Did you have the chance to do that, Josephine?
I looked at all of them, and I think we've talked about most of kind of the goals that I have around it. But one of my goals that I haven't really started yet is the yoga teaching. I actually started teaching colleagues and so on in yoga. And then, yeah, it's a great goal.
That's a great goal.
It is a great goal. If I keep on saying it, it will happen. Mm-hmm. And looking, I think it's very useful to then look at what are the different habits that will support that. And a little bit of it is just about, you know, being brave and putting yourself out there. And some of it is, of course, just keep on training yoga and so on. So it's quite good. I really recommend that you write down your habits and your actions that you think will help lead up to a certain goal.
Yeah. So we are asking you, out of all these great things that you can do, what are your three most important goals that you want to achieve in 2019? And I'm thinking back, you know, that's quite exciting. You were saying in the Maldives, you're reflecting, I really want to do more yoga in 2018. And here you are, yoga teacher. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's really nice to write down in that way, to write down, because I probably would not have remembered that that's something that I arbitrarily, in a way, well, maybe not arbitrarily, but, you know, put down there on that list and then actually made it happen.
Yeah. So did you decide yet on some of your 2019 goals?
I haven't written down my kind of top three goals. I thought I would do this after the episode. We'll talk about this and then I would really nail it down and then maybe share in some of the coming episodes.
Yeah.
Did you? But you, I'm sure you did.
I'm like, when are you going to ask?
Exactly. You're like,
But I also tend to find that it's good to write them down and think about it a couple of days and maybe adjust and everything. So this is my first draft, I would say. And now one of the goals is that I really want to spend time and make sure that we set up Bruce and Shine to be a big success. I mean, we've gotten
so I knew this was going to happen. I knew, like, as soon as she says her goals, I'm going to be like, yeah, of course. That's also my goal. So, of course, Bruce's Shine was up there as my number one goal, too.
Just to say that.
But continue.
But, you know, it's cool. This first year, we've, as you said, we've worked a lot on it. And we have listeners now from over 60 different countries across the globe, which I think is pretty amazing.
It's fantastic.
And you keep saying that we can't be sure that they're really from the 60 different countries, but at least they're listening from the different 60 countries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's super nice. And I'm just excited to take that to the next level. And then I had the goal of, and I really like the word brilliant. You know, there are a couple of keywords that I love to use a lot, like lovely and brilliant and right.
Yeah.
As you know.
And after the yoga training, you've started to use yummy a lot as well.
Yeah. Inspired by who was using that? I think Lisa and everything. No, I haven't. I haven't used yummy that much. I feel great every time I use it, but it's a good word. So yummy, brilliant. I don't want to be yummy yoga teacher. I want to be brilliant yoga teacher. It really kind of, inspires more people to do yoga, maybe slightly different. And I'm quite excited about it. And I'm going to run this class on Friday afternoons, which is sort of going to be this after work yoga flow.
It's a nice time to do a class.
Yeah, yeah. I suggested that to them and they really liked it. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, and then the family is on the key list there as well, which I'm not going to go into all the details, but with my husband and daughters and everything, that's super nice.
Perfect. And then we wrote down that there are different habits. So then you can kind of look through what are the different habits that you need to make sure are in place in order to reach those goals.
Yeah. And maybe just to spend time on that. We're usually so, you know, spending so much time talking about the goals and then like the big changes and everything. But usually if you want to reach that big goal, it starts with twisting a little habit, you know, and changing something. I mean, this whole yoga started by that 15 minutes every morning. That wasn't even every morning, but maybe 3 mornings a week of yoga. So find little ways of little habits and think, what's that little one thing, if I do it once a week or once a day, that will actually make a big difference long term. So look out for those different habits. And for me, for example, I put to continue. It can be something that we know it's important to us, but to continue the routine of doing morning yoga.
Yeah.
And I say it a lot, but I really want to really get back to do the meditation also. I hardly dare to say
it out loud. I have done it during the holidays. I'm so pleased with myself. Very good. And then finally, what's something like crazy or fun? You had some ideas for that. Like, what's unexpected for 2019?
That was so fun. So I was just before Christmas.
Mine will
was
be a home delivery.
That's unexpected. Yeah.
Oh God, fingers crossed. I'm just joking.
Good for you in Colombia. Yeah, but
nothing wrong about home deliveries. Just that I would have a home delivery.
And that's when you're going to call me, and I'm going to go.
Certainly.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, we're inspired by Cher, our yoga friend, who did home delivery.
Yeah.
So I think, and in Holland, they do it all the time. It's just us weak Swedes and the rest of the world that don't really. Yeah. But in France, when I was now just there in Paris, I had a free hour, and I spent that in a bookstore. That's probably one of my favorite places to go and spend time. And I just found this beautiful little book, and it's called Mes Bonnes Résolutions for 2019. So it's like, it's 100 New Year's resolutions, right? For the year. And it's like kind of giving a little bit of a this to all the, oh, I'm going to stop smoke, or I'm going to do more sports and everything. You know, it's encouraging us to be a little bit more fun and creative. If you're going to make things like learn how to create a fire, it even said like, fais pipi sous la douche, which means like, yeah, you can guess what it means, right? But so it's like, that's when the book got me. I'm like, okay, I have to buy this book. It's so much fun. But, you know, it was like things like, okay, I'm going to get better at actually giving flowers without reason. And there was one resolution said, I'm going to watch Blade Runner, because apparently Blade Runner is the year 2019 that is supposed to happen. So that's kind of nice to go to like a small museum and see an exhibition, not the big ones. Remember to play games with your children. And yeah, it's a little bit funny things there.
Oh, that's good. Good inspiration.
Her name is Flor Cathala, if you do read French, because my guess is that it's only in French, but it's super nice. So our idea there with that is try to think of some funny, a little bit crazy things that you was kind of on your bucket list, but they don't have to be so big and so important. Just nice things that
you can tick
off. You don't look at yourself when you're 100 and like, why didn't I never do that? That would have been fun.
Or have like, oh, I have another fun idea. It's from a couple of friends. A friend of Patrick, I know that he always posts about it on Facebook, is that they have one day a year when they let the kids decide everything.
Uh-huh.
It's like a whole day where the kids decide the whole day and kind of goes a little bit bananas. I thought that was a really fun idea. I think a 3-year-old, that might be too early. But in a couple of years, I want to start having a day a year with with these lovely fun kids deciding.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
So this is summing up.
Yeah. I added one more question which you haven't seen yet. Yeah, I did. And that is the final question. And it's, how are you going to hold yourself? You know, how are you going to make sure that you do this? What's your commitment to yourself? Yeah. You know, and as we've spoken about before, maybe are you going to plan already now that you're going to have an ego day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my famous ego days, and maybe once a quarter.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And to schedule that in your calendar. And when are you going to have your checkup on how you're actually doing against all these great intentions and ambitions that you have? Because it's a little bit late to do it next year or even in the summer, but maybe, you know, towards end of March to schedule a day or even a half a day where you book no meetings, maybe go to a cozy place. It could even be like a nice library or something and revisit your list and see how things are going.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I will certainly plan in some cozy ego days.
Yeah, so, and you know, how exciting. And in April, you'll have a little baby. We'll have a little baby in the family again, baby. Which is so nice. Yeah. It's exciting year ahead of us.
Very, very much so.
Yeah, and we haven't spoken so much about health or fitness and everything. In a sense, I think it's always in this like New Year's resolutions. But our next episode will be about setting your fitness goals. So if you want some inspiration on movement and everything, we're going to share the PYS,
yep.
P-Y-S ID and everything with you. So look out for that episode. If you want some goal setting in that specific area, we'll promise to come with lots of inspiration and smart ideas on how to make it work in your normal everyday life.
Exactly. And make sure to follow us on Instagram as well, so on Roos and Shine, R-O-O-S and Shine, to get more tips and inspirations and ideas, and like Vic said, loads of health tips coming up next time. But it's quite refreshing also to have a New Year's episode which is not about health necessarily.
Yeah. Mental health maybe,
even though that might be your big goals, so that it might very much be around that for you.
Yeah. So happy new year once again from Stockholm and New Zealand.
Happy new year, and have a lovely start to 2019.
Yeah, and we're looking forward hearing back from you again.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.